has been working on a new draft law on gender equality. This law will contribute to strengthening the rule of law through unbiased and discriminating implementation of the laws, establishment of an independent institutions, and the development of the local administration, and will also help overcome the obstacles and eliminate the stereotypes by strengthening the status of the woman in the society, equal access to resources and equal. In the past period, we have held 14 public debates with the coordinators for equal opportunities, with women MPs at the assembly, at the civil sector, and other stakeholders. All remarks have been incorporated in the draft law, and in the coming period, we will see another also more public debates, and with the establishment of the new government, we hope to see this draft law enter the governmental procedure. I would also like to inform you that the law has been aligned with the Istanbul Convention, and three chapters are envisaged. The first chapter 4 envisages special conditions for the social services. Then chapter 6 is the allocation of funds. There are special provisions for providing special social services. And in chapter 8, chapter 8 defines the activity of social services and defines the social permits. By adopting the protocol for multi-departmental cooperation, that is the law on prevention and protection against violence against women and social and domestic violence, we have held a series of trainings, and we're working on continuous education of 33 representatives of professionals from the institutions who are working in this field. And these 33 professionals will hold trainings in their institutions concerning the centers for victims of domestic violence. I would like to inform you that at present there are 13 centers for victims of domestic violence. Of the 13, 8 are national. That is, they are established by the ministry, and 4 are financed by the Ministry of Social Policy and are managed by the civil society. And one center is financed by a local administration and is also managed by a civil organization. I would also like to inform you there are 9 counseling centers for victims of domestic violence in 7 regions. There are 2 counseling centers for perpetrators of domestic violence, and there is an SOS free line, telephone line, to which for women victims of domestic violence. Concerning the funds, as was said in the speech, there isn't a special sub-program, but they are allocated under several sub-programs by the Ministry of Labor and Social Policy. I would also like to inform you that the Ministry of Labor and Social Policy finances specialized services from organizations and citizens who are working in the field of domestic violence in accordance with the law on the games of chance. And the ministry adopts a program by which these organizations who are working in the field of domestic violence receive financial assistance. I would also like to inform that if 2022, the financial assistance in this program amounted to 4 million dinars, and in 2024 we have an increase, and it amounts to 6 million dinars. Thank you.
Good afternoon. First of all, I would like to thank you to all of you for your showing interest and recommendation about the Roma community in Republic of North Macedonia. I will start the